to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama on a big bus tour last couple of days of the Midwest, and he's talking about jobs. And he's talking about jobs and making jobs in America, and he's riding on this bus. And apparently it came out today, the bus he's riding was made in Canada. So unpatriotic. If he was a real American, that bus would have been made in China. Don't you think?
I don't know what kind of bus. That's an interesting thing. I hadn't even thought about that, huh? The bus from China. There are those who say the bus came from the Prevost factory in Canada because the MCI buses in America don't have the same ability to carry the same amount. It'll be interesting to see what MCI says about that. Meanwhile, Conan O'Brien with the president in his sights. Number one this week on the countdown is that bus tour. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Review. For all of the hits in Talk Radio, we have the list, and we'll go through it one by one as we normally do here, from A to Z, or I guess from A until we get to the number 10. Rundown of the top 10 hits includes what's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the NFL preseason, etc. At number 9, the threat against David Letterman. Number 8, the Black Caucus is upset with the president. Number 7, the violence in the Middle East. Investigation of Standard & Poor, not by Standard & Poor. Number 6, that is where they're politically motivated to do what they do to downgrade America's credit rating. Number 5, the financial markets and how they're doing or not. What's going on in Europe? Number 4, financially, the presidential race. Number 3, number 2 is concern of the debt. So we have like 3-4 different things in here that are connected to money and our own sort of solvency. President's town hall tour, number 1. Okay, so let's go through these, starting with number 1. In Minnesota, host John Williams talks with another host named Esme Murphy about the president's town hall meeting.
The lead story on the Drudge Report, Obama clashes with Tea Party member. And then there's some video where the president is having an argument with a couple of people after his presentation. How did the presentation go overall?
Well, the presentation, in terms of what happened at Cannon Falls, the town hall meeting, this was a very pro-Obama crowd. They asked not very difficult questions. And overall, I think it went extremely well. I mean, it was just this really beautiful setting by the Cannon River, perfect lighting. I mean, it was just very, very well staged. And most of the people there had waited, John, for 10 to 12 hours overnight to get tickets Saturday night into Sunday morning. So when you wait that long to get tickets to see somebody, usually you kind of like the guy. And, and that was really the case at this event yesterday.
With the exception of those couple of people, do you know what I'm talking about, this bit about the Tea Party members afterwards?
You know, I did not see that at all. And that must have been at the restaurant. I mean, that was, if anything, I did not see that.
Yeah, so here's the video, and I'll just play a little of it. You and I can talk just briefly about this, Esme, but it was after, it's outside, he's walking the rope line, he's shaking hands with people, and there's a couple of people, a man and a woman. The guy's got a sport coat and a blue shirt. He looks, you know, reasonable, and then the lady has glasses, her hair's pulled back, she has a dress on. They evidently were in the room when he was talking to the crowd, and he did not call on them. The president did not call on these people, so they get in a position where they can talk to him on the rope line. This will be a little noisy, but I'll sort of break it down.
When we're talking about civility, how is your vice president calling us terrorists?
So the guy said, I don't know if you just heard it, but he said, Mr. President, if you're talking about credibility, how much credibility is there when your vice president is calling us terrorists? That was referring to Joe Biden when he was in that closed meeting with other Democrats when they were hammering out the debt ceiling issue. And so one of the Democrat, remember, lawmakers said, well, they're treating us like, no, they are treating us like hostages. They're a bunch of terrorists. And they were accusing the president's vice president, Vice President Biden, of having said that. And then the president gets into a discussion about
it.
What he said was, for us to be willing to take the economy to the brink, it was irresponsible. And it was. Now,
you know, the mistake he's making is he's engaging. He should just smile, shake their hands, and say thank you and move on. But now he's having a conversation.
The truth of the matter is, considering what's said about me consistently,
I have a
So they were loaded and waiting for him, and they're hitting him with the terrorist thing, and they're just waiting for a soundbite. I don't know if the president gave him one or not, but
yeah, you know, that actually happened in Iowa. He went down to Iowa, and apparently the crowd, according to the reports I've read from Decora, was testier. You know, I do think it's a testament to the fact that this, I've been to these events when you got people who are screened and they've got the questions planted and it's all mapped out.
Yeah.
This event was not mapped out. I mean, that confrontation, very, very interesting. And, you know, I'm sort of surprised that it didn't happen in Cannon Falls, because Cannon Falls actually is a Republican district. John Klein represents it in Congress. But it didn't happen here. I mean, this, maybe Minnesota Nice was on overdrive, but he wasn't confronted there. And I think these things, these confrontations are going to happen.
Yep, it's the reality of, and maybe speaking to that, if he were a more seasoned, experienced politician, you think that's what it is? Is that why he engages, or he just wants to sort of prove that he's right and they're wrong, or... It's probably one of those specious things. The president on his trip, 800-510-8255, that was host John Williams in Minnesota. I thought the comments there, well staged. That was an important phrase in a friendly crowd. Yep, that's what you're going to. And I wonder, when you have these things, news media coverage, acknowledging it's a friendly crowd, what do they get? Maybe the engagement there with a person who was from the Tea Party, maybe that's part of what they get. So the reality, they want grittiness. Okay, you want gritty? We'll give you gritty. 800-510-8255. So the town hall tour is number one. More on that coming up here on the Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Ambaren, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Ambaren restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambaren eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I was trying to excite you, too, about what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented radio, with the top 10 list from this week, the chart for the week of August 15th to the 19th, and the President's Town Hall Tour has made it to number one. Here is host Mike Trevisano talking with Ryan Goman on the air about the President's bus tour and the fact the buses were made in Canada is one issue. I don't know why nobody's talking about how much the taxpayers had to pay for these things, but anyway, let's start with where they came from, the buses.
Best thing about those touring buses that Obama's using, they weren't even made in the United States. They were made in Canada. The President of the United States of America has buses, two buses, to tour in, okay? And you want them to be safe. There's no doubt about it. You want them to be safe. Man, they spent $1.1 million on each bus, about $2.2 million for the two, all right? Fine. Okay, you want the President to be safe no matter who he is. You don't want nothing to happen to him because of his family. I mean, that's just, you know, no matter if you disagree with him or not, you don't want to see anybody die. So you want the buses to be safe and well-built and everything, right? And, you know, okay, they cost $1.1 million, and he's campaigning in them right now. The only place he's not going in America is to the black communities because he doesn't care about black people because he's already got their vote. The government, the United States government, those buses are carrying the President of the United States. They weren't even made in America. They were made in Canada. I mean, I don't know about you, but see, if I was the President of the United States of America, and I planned to be there for 8 years, and I needed a bus, I would say to whoever it is I have to talk to, hey, come here. Make sure the buses are made in the United States of America. The last thing I need to do is be traveling around in these buses, and they're made in China or Canada or Korea or something. Have an American company make the buses for me.
He's going to drive around in the Canadian bus talking about how all of our jobs have gone overseas.
Right. And how he's going to fix that. And he doesn't, his own vehicle, he doesn't insist is made there. The audacity of these politicians, and you don't think they become the mafia? It's how the mafia would do it. They didn't care.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? That's basically what our politicians are going to say to you. What are you going to do, punk?
Well, and the problem is that people are stupid. That's the, I mean, this guy said yesterday, first of all, the economy is better now than it was when he started, which is ridiculous. And then he said, during a campaign stop, that politicians in Washington need to stop worrying about re-election and solve problems. While he's campaigning, worrying about re-election, he's saying that other people need to stop worrying about re-election. And now he's on vacation, and he's allowed to say this and get away with it because people are dumb.
Are people dumb? 800-510-8255. Is that really the bottom line? People are just dumb. They aren't really paying attention. But you got to go back to the lack of experience stuff, it seems to me. That's more important than anything else here. If there was some, is it that they don't care? See, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. I just don't think that they're smart enough to figure out that this is another gaffe. It is. It's just another, unless you think if you're, I mean, either scenario, I suppose, is okay. It's part of the scenario. President is also working on a big speech for after Labor Day, his plan to beat unemployment. And already people are saying, well, if you got this plan, why didn't you put it, what is there about it? It's now? Why didn't you do it before? Which is a question. He's trying to kickstart his presidential reelection campaign. He's going to spell out new ideas to create jobs. He's going to wait till Labor Day to give us the information. It's this kind of stuff. It becomes so patently clear that it's all political that it's disgusting. 21 after the hour in the countdown.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. It's a lot of people. The Rush Limbaugh comment, America, has two car companies, and we buy a bus from Canada. It gets back to how clueless these people are, I think. All right, let's move on. Number two this week on the countdown, the concern over our debt and spending, et cetera. Here's host Ron Smith with financial analyst Gerald Clienti about the precarious state of our economy.
You've had a very good record of predicting calamity, and you see now, another panic of 08?
Yes, and it's not a record of predicting calamity. It's a record of predicting stupidity.
And same thing, though.
Yeah, and seeing through this whitewash, all of this BS that they keep spouting out over and over again. You turn on these business channels, and it reminds me when I was a kid, walking on the boardwalk in Coney Island and listening to the barkers, step right up. Have you ever heard one of these guys on these shows saying, "It's a selling opportunity"? It's always a buying opportunity, and this is nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. I pick up the Wall Street Journal yesterday. They're on the front page. There's Bachman eating French fries and Obama eating eggs. We're just one of the folks kind of tour. And when are people going to grow up? This thing is a big charade. Bernie Madoff said it best. He said the United States economy is nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. And coming from the king of Ponzi, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, look, Jerry Salenti, there's also news today that's just it feeds right into all of this. An SEC investigator who is still employed by the SEC and is a very highly regarded employee has said that as many as 9,000 documents relating to investigations into things like Madoff have been destroyed by the SEC.
Exactly.
I mean, what does that tell you?
What does it tell you? It's Wall Street's hijacked Washington. And that's not rhetoric. Who was the Treasury Secretary under Clinton? Son of a gun. Wasn't it Robert Rubin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they deregulated the entire banking industry, killed Glass-Steagall, so they could build those wonderful one-stop financial supermarkets.
It worked well.
Yeah, and who did he go to after that? Citigroup? the first of the big financial supermarkets? Mm-hmm. And how much did he make?
$20 million, I think, for being on the board.
I think it was more like $100 and something.
Was
million.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, but just for being on the board.
Yeah, and then who comes in after that? And under Bush, son of a gun, wasn't it Henry Paulson?
Yeah.
The wonderful guy that gave us TARP. And where did he come from? Son of a gun, Goldman Sachs gang.
All right, there's a lot to be said for that. There's some stuff there that's worth thinking about. Where do all these Treasury secretaries come from? Here's Taco's Bob Kerr with the analyst, one of the people from the world of politics, talking about the super committee.
It's called the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, Mark, and now you know the names of the 12 Democrats and Republicans chosen by congressional leaders to recommend ways to reduce the deficit by $1.2 to $1.5 trillion more dollars. Recommendations by Thanksgiving, deadline for Congress to act by Christmas, and if they fail to act, automatic spending cuts kick in. What are your expectations for this so-called super committee?
I think that personnel means something, and personal chemistry means something, and I didn't see a lot of statesmen, and I think there were too many partisans picked on both sides. One that sticks out is Patty Murray. You don't appoint the head of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, who's supposed to elect Democratic senators, to be on this committee. You don't appoint Chris Van Hollen over. He's very smart, but Republicans view him as the Eric Cantor of the Democratic Party. He's considered too liberal, and for that reason, I thought it would be a different mix, philosophically and temperamentally. What they did do is pick people that would protect their base rather than pick people that were going to create solutions.
All right. Solutions, Malutions. 28 past presidential race up next on the countdown.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on a lot of great radio stations like the Kiva, K-I-V-A in Albuquerque, K-H-U-B in Fremont, Nebraska, and KFAB, K-F-A-B in Omaha, Nebraska. And now back to the countdown. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the hot hits, the big stories, discussion topics this week as we analyze what's been heard on the hundreds of issue-oriented talk radio stations and programs around the country. The presidential race is number three. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo and Carl LaKey talking about Ed Schultz. You may have heard the story. Host Schultz edited a clip of Rick Perry to make him sound like a racist.
Every liberal on planet Earth and in this great land, in this great nation, is they're all afraid of Rick Perry now.
Mm-hmm.
You see the new study? He's up by 11 points
on
Mitt Romney.
I did.
It's crazy,
amazing?
Right?
Yeah.
He's been in the race for like a minute.
I know.
And
it's
he's
a couple
in first
of days.
Place already.
Yeah.
Here's the Rick Perry is out there in Des Moines, Iowa. And he's talking about he's a pro-business governor or a pro-business guy, and he'll be a pro-business president, so on and so forth. And then he talks about the debt.
I am a pro-business governor. I don't make any apologies about it, and I will be a pro-business president. Getting America back to work is the most important issue that faces this country.
Now listen, after he makes these comments about the debt, listen to what Schultz says immediately. And either the guy is a complete idiot, or he really tried to take these words and misconstrue them. Listen.
Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt, that big black cloud that hangs over America.
That black cloud Perry is talking about is President Barack Obama.
What?
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What was he calling the big black cloud, Kerry?
The debt.
As far as I could tell, then he brings this whole black cloud thing up again.
Black
listen.
Cloud wasn't exactly very subtle. And it's
wow.
Did Governor Perry really call President Obama a black cloud? Listen.
That big black cloud that hangs over America.
That black cloud Perry is talking about is President Barack Obama. Perry makes...
Really?
No.
Here's the unedited audio. Carrie, you ready?
Yeah.
They edited the audio out to make it sound like what they wanted it to say.
Okay.
Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt. That big black cloud that hangs over America, that debt that is so monstrous.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Can you imagine
that? How can they do that?
So they cut it. I mean, he actually reiterates it. That debt, that big black cloud hanging over America,
that debt
is monstrous.
Wow.
You think he was he calling President Obama monstrous as well?
That's disgusting.
Unbelievably out of context, right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare they?
Absolutely.
How dare he do that?
Well, he dares to do it because that's the scheme. He's trying to be like Limbaugh. With the Obamio or whatever other things he's come up with this week, Ed Schultz is trying to out Limbaugh, and he's not that good at doing it. And he doesn't look or sound that good when he pulls that stuff. And he's a couple of judgment errors, it seems to me, this year. I like Ed a lot and have tried to encourage him in his career. I think he's a good guy. He does a good job. It's a back to judgment, isn't it, huh? And whether or not people are gunning for you, and they're gunning for him. 800, but I think clearly unacceptable the way that was interpreted. But it's okay because this is the world of free speech, right? Free markets, you like them, you support them, you listen to them, you don't like them, you don't listen to them, and you don't go buy the stuff that he advertises. That's it. Simple. 800-510-8255. Here is the host, Kevin Wall, talking to somebody named Ross Ramsey, who writes for the Texas Tribune about some of the things in Rick Perry's record as governor that may cause some problems.
It's a little inconsistent for the governor, on the one hand, to write in his book that this is horrible, we're fed up with bailouts and stimulus and more stimulus, yet he accepted stimulus. How much stimulus money has he actually accepted for the state of Texas?
Through the second quarter of this year, $17.4 billion.
Wow.
So quite a bit, yeah. Enough to balance the what was left of the 2008-2009 budget, the 2010-2011 budget as well. So, you know, they did a lot of things with the money.
Is it an oversimplification to say the governor actually balanced his budgets with stimulus money?
Probably not. I mean, you know, you could argue that they could have gotten that first budget balance just by using all of the rainy day fund. But they would have been pretty tight, and there would have been about $9 billion in spending that the state did that would not have occurred even if they'd done that. So, you know, they wrote that the budget that we're just ending this month, you know, these are on weird years, but the budget that we're just ending this month was balanced in large measure to the tune of about $14 billion with federal stimulus money.
Give me an example, Ross, of what some of the stimulus money is. I know there was something like $800 million in education money that we weren't going to get because of the Doggett Amendment. But give me some more of these stimulus projects or money from the stimulus. Where exactly did it go?
Well, the list goes on and on. I mean, the Legislative Budget Board does this long list, and you know they're just lists of programs. The biggest piece of it goes to Medicaid spending. So in 2010, 2011, we spent $2.5 billion of it on Medicaid. The Texas Education Agency, about $3.3 billion of it. Texas Transportation, these are shovel-ready projects, you know, that they talked about, the highways and stuff like that, about $1.6 billion. And you just go down this list that goes for pages and pages, you know, all the way down to little tiny programs like state primary care offices and the Texas Department of State Health Services for, you know, like $175,000. But when you total it all up, it comes to about $17.4 billion.
In my read, Rick Perry is just another phony politician. That's all he is. Lots of talk. 800-510-8255. Speaking of talk, this week Michelle Bachmann made yet another mistake with her gaffe about Elvis Presley's birthday. And here is a radio host named Jen Bryan who thinks that it was bigger than the news media thought it was.
Let's get started. Let's all say happy birthday. Oh, my God. All right. Can I just tell you, I saw this last night, first of all, in Access Hollywood. I did not know. I watched the news. They didn't say anything about it. So I'm at a client's house, and we're watching Access Hollywood. She loves it. And they show this, and I thought, no, that can't be. This is just, you know, they're teasing. It just can't. Oh, no, no. So I run over to my computer. There it is. So I put it on Facebook. Guys, I cannot believe how many people are upset with me because I said, guys, I don't make the news. The guy was born, Elvis was born in January in 1935. January 8th, to be exact, right? And so I posted this. People are, and my question on Facebook was simply this. Really? I know that Sarah Palin did not say, I can see Russia from my house, but, you know, she's made some, you know, sort of, it was around something like that. Was this Bachman-Sarah Palin moment? And the reason why I say yes, it's over. This is what people don't like about what Michelle Bachman just blew her campaign. She absolutely, I think she did. So Michelle Bachman says, happy birthday, Elvis. Now, she won the straw poll, remember? And so my first question for you today is, I'm not kidding. Michelle Bachman, was this her I can see Russia from my house moment? Now, this is not about Bachman bashing. I'm not doing that per se. But there are reasons why I say her campaign has just ended before it even got started. And the other thing I want to ask you guys is, why are you all, so many people that support Michelle Bachman, are defending her, yet when Barack Obama, just to be fair, because if you have listened to me at all, you will learn, you'll know, I am equal opportunity. I am not one-sided. I'm a former Democrat who is now in the middle trying to find my way. I'm an orphan Democrat. I don't like what the party has done, and I'll talk about everybody. Every politician is fair game. But when Barack Obama said 57 states, people loved it. When Joe Biden was saying, come on, you stand up, the poor guy in the wheelchair, you all loved it. Michelle Bachman says, happy birthday, Elvis. No, no, Michelle, he's dead. And you're defending her. Okay. I don't get it.
I don't either. That lady, I don't know who she is, but she hit that one on the head. You think that Paul Ryan is going to win? He's the Wisconsin congressman that did the GOP budget stuff. He says he's thinking about running for president. The one story this week that really captured my imagination is the ignoring of Ron Paul. Now people are talking about the news media's bias, and that includes The Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
So now with Pelletti dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachman and Ron Paul dominating the AIM straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachman.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachman.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachman.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really?
Fair to say, you're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll. Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachman and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachman. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes.
Pretty amazing. And Jon Stewart calls it to your attention, as well it ought to be. Ron Paul, number two. And in Canada, he's number one. Poll there this week suggests that Canadians think Ron Paul will be the candidate. It's 44 past the hour on the countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why Geico makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Number 8 on the countdown this week, the Black Caucus complaining about Obama. Here's Willie Geist and Wes Moore talking to Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California about this.
16% unemployment among African Americans in this country. Tell us about why you're so frustrated with the president, as you showed in Detroit this week.
Well, we're not just frustrated with the president. Our communities are hurting. You said it's 16% unemployment, but this has been going on for a long time. We have people who are not even being counted in the African American community anymore. They've been employed for years now. And so we think in some areas it's 35 to 40%. We've got to get in this discussion. Not only are we hurting from unemployment, the home foreclosure mess has really hit hard in the black community. So the economy, the loss of jobs, the pain is real. We're talking about indisputable facts. And so we've got to be in the discussion. We want to be part of the solution. We cannot continue to go on watching everybody talk about what the solutions are without us being included in it.
Congresswoman, we have Wes Moore with us. He has a question.
Good morning, Congresswoman. How much of this also is the president's schedule? You look at where the president was for the bus tour. He spent time in Minnesota, spent time in Iowa. Minnesota has 6.7% unemployment. Iowa has 6% unemployment. Michigan, where you were, has 10.9% unemployment. And the real unemployment rate in Detroit is arguably close to 50%. How much was it also that the president was spending time in Iowa and Minnesota, but didn't get to Michigan as well?
Well, of course, that caught our attention. mention, as you know, we are holding these job fairs all over the country. And you're right. We've been in Cleveland. We were in Detroit. We're in Atlanta. We're going to Miami and Los Angeles. The lines are long. Thousands of African Americans in particular and others are coming out to try and get connected with a job. We've encouraged the businesses of America, the corporations, to join with us and try and connect people with some opportunity. The Black Caucus decided to get out of Washington. Enough with the rhetoric. While we do our public policy work, we're doing these job fairs. But the tour that you're talking about, you take a look at this headline in the Wall Street Journal. Obama aims to keep white voters on board. Well, we want to be on board, too. And you're right. You just talked about the lower unemployment rate in these two states where he went. And it does not compare with the high unemployment in the cities that we're going into. And that's why it's so important for us now to join the discussion, to come up with ideas, to be a part of the solution, and let African Americans and minorities and others know we feel their pain.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And a lot of talk this week about David Letterman. Apparently there has been a death threat issued against him because of something he said about an Arab American. Sort of, let's have a news clip from this and you can hear it. And if you don't know the story, get the gist of it. Here, Jessica Yellen talks to comedian Dean Obadiah, who is the co-producer of New York's Arab American Comedy Festival, about the terrorist threat this week against David Letterman.
This is no joke. The FBI says it is now investigating a threat against comedian David Letterman. Where is it coming from? A jihadist website. That's right. It turns out Letterman made a joke back in June about an Al-Qaeda leader that didn't exactly go over well in the extremist community. Here's what he said.
They picked a successor to Osama bin Laden, and his name was Elias Kashmiri. Well, guess what? He was blown up by an American drone. Yeah. All right. It wasn't going to work anyway. They got off to a rocky start with this guy. He botched up the story of Paul Revere. And then...
No,
it ain't going to work.
Now, that Paul Revere part was referring to a history blunder Sarah Palin recently made, but what angered this jihadist group was what they called Letterman's mockery of Kashmiri. According to the site intelligence group that monitors terror activity, following Letterman's joke, the website Shamuk al-Islam called on Muslims in America to cut off Letterman's tongue to, quote, shut it forever. Letterman's publicist has declined to comment, but an FBI spokesman tells us, quote, in the post 9/11 world, we take all of these threats seriously. Joining me now is comedian Dean Obadalla. He's currently heading up the comedy tour, The Muslims Are Coming. Dean, what do you make of this?
Well, it's ridiculous. Absolutely has nothing to do with Islam, this guy's threats. He's a radical, he's a terrorist, and he's certainly denounced by us and everybody else who's mainstream Islam. Well, my question, though, is the joke was told June 8th. The guy got offended August 17th. What happened in between? Was he watching Glee or Jersey Shore? Finally got to his backed-up monologues on the DVR? It's laughable, this threat. But, you know, it's something we deal with. And unfortunately, it's the kind of thing that tarnishes the image of the average American Muslim or Muslim around the world, that somehow we agree with this on any level. We don't. Absolutely. It's despicable. We denounce it. It has nothing to do with Islam whatsoever.
All right. So there's one point of view. Here's another from Taco's Dory Munson with Jessica Gottesman. They talked about this Al-Qaeda joke and how it seemed to get the attention of some of these wild-eyed terrorists.
David Letterman, in some of his jokes in a monologue, and CBS has pulled this video. We were not able to find the actual clip of this, but we have the transcript of what Letterman said on his June 8th monologue that apparently ticked off Al-Qaeda. Letterman said, so Al-Qaeda picked a successor to Osama bin Laden, and his name was Ilyas Kashmiri. Well, guess what? He was blown up by an American drone. It wasn't going to work anyways because they got off to a rocky start with this guy. He botched up the story of Paul Revere. That's why I don't watch Letterman anymore. He turned an Al-Qaeda joke into a Sarah Palin joke.
Oh, no, that's not good.
That's what he was trying to do there. And that's what ticked off. It might be that the jihadist was more pro-Sarah Palin than pro-Al-Qaeda. So anyway, Letterman is now the target of this plot. A reporter from WNBC, Jonathan Dienst, who's working the story.
Well, there's this Al-Qaeda website overseas that jihadists post threats and rants, and one of the threats was posted to cut the tongue off of this lowly Jew and shut it forever. And this was because Letterman had been making jokes about bin Laden and some of his heir apparents who've been killed by the U.S. military. Letterman is not Jewish. Nonetheless, the FBI and the NYPD take threats like this very seriously, felt it was important when they learned of this being on the website to alert the comedian and take some extra security precautions, but again, no specific plot. But the concern is, look, there's chatter out there, and will a lone actor act based on rhetoric that is posted on a known Al-Qaeda website? That's the concern, but nothing to indicate the person who posted this is a real terrorist, is a real Al-Qaeda leader. It could be a lone nut. They don't know yet, so they're investigating, trying to find it out.
All right, that's Jonathan Dienst from WNBC, who's been working the story here. So David Letterman, the target of an Al-Qaeda plot.
All right, so that's it. The quick review here, Sports Talk Radio at 10, David Letterman at 9, Black Caucus at 8, The Violence in the Middle East at 7, The Standard and Poor Situation at 6, Financial Markets at 5, Europe and its Financial Dealings 4, Presidential Race 3, The debt concerns number 2, and the town hall tour in that Canadian bus number 1. And President Obama is the number 1 most spoken about person this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, thanks for being here for this hour of the review.